here with It Says in the Papers is Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Gavin. It's crime and criminal suspects on the front pages today. Most cover the search for the remains of Jojo Dullard on the Kildare-Wicklow border and the arrest of a man in connection with her murder. The headline in the Herald, Gardaí had interest in Jojo's suspect for years. The other crime-related story occupying the front pages is the arrival back in Dublin of the leader of the Hutch organised crime group, Gerry Hutch, and his declared bid for election in Dublin Central. He's just been released on bail in Spain, having been arrested for alleged money laundering. According to the Irish Sun, most of the candidates in Dublin Central refused to speak to their reporters about his possible candidacy, except for Labour's Marie Sherlock, who said she didn't think the people of the constituency would want to elect someone with close connections to the drug trade that has plagued the city. That's in the Sun. In the Mirror, columnist John Kerins bemoans the fact that Gerry Hutch seems to be the only mention of crime in the current campaign and that it should be a central issue. The issues that are covered include Fianna Fáil's proposal to relax the laws on cannabis. That's on the Examiner's front page. The Irish Independent's agriculture supplement has a list of farming-related questions that you can ask canvassers. Other party proposals in the papers include the Greens' promise to subsidise the fixing of broken items like dishwashers and laptops. That's in the Irish Times. And beside that story, there's a report that Sinn Féin proposes to cut USC and raise taxes on the wealthy. Sinn Féin north of the border are under attack, specifically party leader Michelle O'Neill, after she laid a wreath at a remembrance ceremony in Belfast on Sunday. Prominent Republicans in County Tyrone have written an open letter saying, "Have you all totally lost the run of yourselves, or is it really power at any cost?" Michelle O'Neill said the criticism was difficult to hear, but went on, "I've committed to being a First Minister for all, and I will live up to that at every turn." While a letter writer to the Irish Independent, Peter Mulvaney, praises Michelle O'Neill for stepping outside the historical box. The Independent goes big on the other main story today, and that's COP29. In one report, it says that Mary Robinson is part of a campaign called Payback Time, demanding fossil fuel companies pay for their role in climate breakdown. Beside that, a report saying that Irish climate scientists are criticising Simon Harris and Micheál Martin for not attending the summit in Azerbaijan. A few pages over, though, the paper reports on a survey which suggests that the politicians are more in tune with the feelings of people here. The survey by the European Investment Bank says that Irish people believe that climate change is significant, but we don't believe environmental policies should be prioritised. And back to the election, and several papers describe how the Fine Gael housing policy launch became a bit unstuck yesterday, literally. The Irish Daily Star has several pictures of a sign falling off the front of the Taoiseach's lectern as he spoke about the party's housing policy. The Irish Times said social media had fun with the pictures, saying voters should take it as a sign. The Irish Examiner looked at the Fine Gael document issued at that launch on housing in Ireland and the photos it featured of building sites. The paper reverse searched the photos and it says it looks as if one of the building sites is actually in the Netherlands and the other is in Britain.
And that's Ronan Kelly.